Crazy Patty, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, love. How are you?
When I was young, I asked my father, what shall I be? Shall I be happy? Shall I be sad? Here's
he
what
said
he
crazy.
Said to me. Que sera, sera.
You will be crazy.
Will be. The future's not ours to see.
You effing loony.
I mean, that's totally normal to call up a radio station at 6:43 in the morning
Whoa.
When they say, how are you, to start singing Que sera, sera.
Well, that's... I don't know why you did that.
Mike?
Yes,
Mike.
Love. Yes, dear.
Oh.
Can I set the record straight?
On what?
On the prom. Medicine Man, I called him at 6 p.m. last Friday.
Right.
And I told him that I can't wait. I'm all dressed up. I have my new dress on.
I hope you hear this, Drew Garabo. He'll be listening to this. Yeah. Go ahead.
My hair was done. Oh. My makeup on.
Oh.
Wow.
I looked really pretty.
Sure. You always look pretty. I can't even imagine when you're dolled up how pretty you look.
And I told Medicine Man that he told me that Spanish called him and told him that we're not going. And he said, and I said, why? And he goes, well, it was up to the higher ups.
No.
So when he talked to
lower
me,
ups.
Yeah. Well, when he talked to me yesterday, when he talked to you yesterday, Medicine Man, on the phone, he, I think he's having a CVA because he called me Crazy Mary. And
we all know it's Crazy Patty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
You only got the
anyway,
crazy right.
I said to Medicine Man at 6 p.m. on Friday, I am really, he told me that we're not going. And I said, why not? And he goes, because of the higher ups. And then I said, well, I'm really bummed out.
Yeah.
And I started crying.
Oh, Seth, I hope you're hearing that, Seth. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then my
here
husband.
Comes again.
Then he said to me, my husband, he said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. And I said, well, it must be that Mike Calta. He goes, no, it couldn't be that Mike Calta. He's been so good to you, Patty.
Yeah, Pat, you're my friend. I got into a fight with my friends on the afternoon show because of it. Well, I mean, it was... I got in a fight that was so vicious, my wife looked at me like, is that real? What's going on? I was defending you. I was trying...
Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to do something else nice for you. I promise. I promise. Next event, you come and we'll treat you like a queen.
What if we just have them maybe come in here and have their own little prom? You know what I mean? Like on like next
afternoon?
Week.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Would you be down with that?
We could decorate it nice in here.
Introduce them as they come in.
Yeah, have
vote
a DJ.
Pom King Queen.
Right.
Pour
some pig's blood
I
on her head.
That you won't cancel me.
Well, because it'll be my show this time. I run the shots. This, the other one wasn't my show.
Oh, I see. And will you have arranged for me to have a ride?
Yes, of course. In fact, we'll probably pick you up in a limousine.
Oh.
But, you know, can I just tell you, though, that it really wasn't you, Patty. It was more Medicine Man and Avocado that they didn't want there. It wasn't you.
Well.
Oh, I felt genuinely terrible for her. Listen, you know where you know you're our friend.
I know. Yeah, and, you're my friend.
What do we have coming up that we could take Patty to?
Do we have anything at the dump?
That's not very nice.
What?
She's not in the mood for jokes.
Medicine
today.
Man loves to go to the dump.
Yeah, but not
that, but both.
We're talking about classy Patty.
Crazy
not
Mary.
Not the dumb Medicine Man. Patty, you gotta give me a couple of days to work on it. Call me on Monday and we'll come up with a solution.
Okay. Bye. I love you all.
Love you, Patty.
Hey, don't kill yourself over the weekend. I'll feel so guilty if you do.
Okay, bye.
No, listen to me. I want you to say, I trust in you, Mike Calta. I know you're going to fix this.
I trust in you, Mike Calta. I know you're going to fix this.
That's my friend Crazy Patty right there, and I'm proud of it. Thank you, my love, for your understanding.
Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
See, Seth, you should feel terrible. Yeah.
What if we do like a nice spa day for her where she comes in and like you rub
her feet?
Oh,
no.
Spanish can rub her milky white back and stuff. Yeah. Excuse me.
I'm not licensed, okay, and I don't want to go there.
Me neither.
Okay.
I can't touch anything.
I'll rub her milky white back.
What if we set up like a date with her and Medicine Man to like go someplace nice?
Don't torture her. Why do we have the avocado?
Maybe Avo.
She likes avocado.
Or whoever she wants to go with, and we can send them on their own little date night.
Fine. I would be happy to do that.
Okay. But I
got to tell you, I might take her out to eat. Mm-hmm. I might take her out instead.
Probably, yeah. I would imagine it would be very comfortable.
No, I'm going to take her to the melting pot.
Eating with her.
Wow.
What year were you born?
91.
Okay. I'm going to start in 1990. Okay. My friend Ron Neamey from IPW Wrestling, which is a big event coming up July in Newport Richey.
We're sending Patty to that?
No, I mean, she can go if she wants to. But
she'd fit right in there.
Ron was listening to the show and says that you're out of your goddamn mind.
Me?
Yeah. DuckTales, the movie, Treasure of the Lost Lamp, released August 3rd, 1990. The Rescuers, Down Under, November 16th. Good. White Fang, January 18th. Okay, White Hearts Can't Be Broken, May 24th.
Can I stop you right there?
Please.
I'm saying the new movies that they're coming out with, Beauty and the
Starting
Beast.
Starting what year?
I'm saying
Beauty and the Beast, November 22nd,
1991. The last... I hate you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood.
So the ones that they're remaking with real people.
So from the 2000s on, you think?
Not even... No, I'm saying like the Cinderella, the new Cinderella that they just made with the real people. That came out in March. The Jungle Book, the one that they made with the real people. That came out in March. That's what I'm saying, people. I'm not saying every single Disney movie was released in March. I'm saying
like Pirates of the Caribbean or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
The
fairy tales that they use live people.
Live action.
Right.
Disney Jungle Book. That's what you said?
Or maybe it was Beauty and the Beast. But I know Cinderella was released in March.
So basically, Cinderella is one. March 13th, 2015, Cinderella.
Last year, they released one in March.
Alice, Through the Looking Glass. Live people for a Disney remake, April 15th.
Okay.
It's close to March.
Close to March.
No, yeah, close to March. Yeah. That's not what you said.
Close to March isn't March.
What else? You got more? You want me to double check?
Look, Beauty and the Beast. Look up Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast, March 17th, 2017.
Nailed it.
Two.
What about Jungle Book?
Two out of what looks like about 300 movies. Jungle Book was... I lost it. I had it here for a second.
All we need is two in March.
All we need is...
Nailed it.
That's all I
Jungle Book, April 15th, 2016.
Close to March. That's three. Four on the books.
Yes. Right. In their first fiscal quarter.
And then that guy was right. And then Dumbo in March. I'm saying like they make a big deal about...
No. It appears that no movies... it appears the majority of their movies come out in November.
Okay.
Or May.
Okay.
I'm reading it.
All right.
From 1940s on down, I have all of their release dates.
Okay.
Admit that you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
So you want animated feature films? No, you want live action films.
I'm saying the movies that they've been, like, they make a big deal about.
So do you think they made any movies? I'm like, this isn't a big deal movie.
Listen, Disney movies coming out in 2019 about elephants that are live action are all going to be in March.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
There you go.
For Carmen's birthday.
Yep. Right.
You know what? Whatever.
Bridge to Terabithia, February 16th.
Close to March.
Underdog, August 3rd.
They released hundreds of movies every year.
With live people.
I'm saying Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast and now Dumbo. I'm saying the ones that they're remaking with live people.
Oh, okay. So Alice in Wonderland was a...
That doesn't count, though. That was terrible.
Oh, so only the good ones, because Alice in Wonderland, March 15th. That would have felt... Well, I'm just saying, you didn't count.
Doesn't count.
Make a big deal.
That's right. Not a big deal.
It does count.
They were like, this one's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
We're going to put it on anyway.
The Muppets was a remake.
But not with real people.
There were real people in there.
What about Disney with Star Wars? Since they took over Star Wars, what are the Star Wars ones coming out?
Those are different.
Those are not real people.
Those aren't Cinderella. Those aren't like fairy tales.
Yeah, they are.
That's the biggest fairy tale of them all.
Yeah.
Cinderella, March 13th.
Bam. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like the princess movies.
Okay, so now it's princess movies.
Yeah.
So here we go. Queen of Katwe, September 23rd.
That's queen. That's not princess.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Moana.
Oh, no, that's an animated.
They released it on Netflix in March.
God, why do you not listen to me?
What about Emperor's New Groove?
That's March.
Animated.
What about Jagged Jesus?
Oh, that's very
not March. Not a big
don't,
deal.
What is
don't
that?
Don't talk to me like that.
What is that? What is a Jagged Jesus?
I don't know.
I know what a Jackamasus is. No. That's what we're going to give Patty when she comes in.
But do you understand what I'm saying now?
Okay, hold on. Understand. Hold on.
One movie came out in March and you thought they all come out in March.
No, hold on, I got some live action movies, upcoming movies from Disney.
About princesses?
Christopher Robin.
Not a princess.
No, but a live action movie based on...
Yeah. Okay.
But when was that coming out though? Because I'm excited to see that.
August.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Cinderella.
Mulan.
They haven't released it yet.
Not yet.
You know when it's coming out? March.
Thank you. That is what I'm telling you.
Is real Mulan a princess?
Yes, she is. She's
I don't know. I'm
China princess. She's China princess that goes into battle for her father, so her father doesn't die, and then she comes back, and then she marries
Carmen
the
version.
Prince.
But, Carmen version of that moron.
Mm-hmm. Stop. But do you see what I'm saying now?
Oh, wait a second. In development, I don't have dates.
But do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is going to become a movie? You're out of your mind. Is what
I'm
we've
not.
Decided.
Cinderella, Beauty and the like Beast, three Alice movies.
Oh, Mulan.
Mulan and Dumbo all released in March.
But there's 700 other movies that were released around the other time.
And that's fine, but
I'm calling Disney later, and I'm going to ask them. Okay?
Whatever. I'm just saying, did everyone share the Dumbo thing on their thing? On their Facebook?
You speak so eloquently.
Yeah.
You sound like Pots and Pans and Dog. Did everybody ding the ding the ding the ding ding ding?
I'm just so frustrated right now.
Don't be.
Because I know you know.
You're right.
I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Don't get her frustrated. She's going to start sweating under her armpits.
I can't have two ladies crying before 8 o'clock today. You're right, Carmen. Disney does everything in March.
For your birthday specifically.
You're a princess. Carmen? Stand by. I got to tell you something. 2010, Waking Sleeping Beauty came out March 26th.
Bam, that's 7 movies total in March.
I'm wrong. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Wait, John Carter. I don't know what that is, but he might have been a princess. March 9th.
I think I saw that.
Oz, The Great and Powerful. A live-action movie, March 8th. Yes. You are right. When you're right, you're right.
All princesses.
James Franco is a princess.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella.
Do you guys want to play Sporkle now or
yes.
what?
Yes. Oh, okay. Let's play Sporkle because I believe somebody's on the streak. Mm. What is the streak?
6 wins.
Going for 7 now,
going
right?
Going for 7 wins.
Okay. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
Streak Slayer! I will win today for line 5.
Are you worried that it's going to work in reverse? Because it never worked.
No, it's going to work.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Chad, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Chad. Please hold. Galvin's playing for you, Spanish.
Line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Elvin? Yep.
That's a great name. Hold on. I'll take line 12. Good morning. Who is this?
John.
Hi, John. I'm playing for you, sir. Please hold. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle and Disney dates. And Joseph Papap DeSanto is your backup judge.
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Joe.
How we doing?
Too but good.
Excellent.
Too but good to be true. All right, Carmen, what are we playing today? Don't be angry for Sporkle.
I'm super angry, and that's not going to stop me. Today we're going to play Can You Name the 4-Letter Artists?
Okay. All right.
Music artists. So I'm going to give you 2 songs of theirs. You're going to give me the 4-letter
All right.
artists. Very simple. If I could turn back time.
Sure.
Mike. Porcelain. Extreme Ways.
Moby.
Yes. Spanish. Lonely. Smack That.
Nelly.
Lonely. Smack That. Akon.
Oh, yeah.
With or Without You.
You too.
One.
Bono?
Bono, yes.
That's dumb. That can't be right.
But, I mean, I got it. But
no, that can't, but Bono isn't...
Bono. That is the answer.
What is the question? What is the question again?
So
I'm giving you two artists. You're giving me the four-letter art. Or I'm giving you two songs. You're giving me the four-letter artist.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be the band. It's an artist that's, involved with it, I guess.
And there's only a couple of those.
That was me. Mark that down.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Released in March.
Loser.
Beck.
Yes. Galvin. Only Time. Caribbean Blue.
Enya.
Yes, yeah. Spanish. And we're halfway there.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Three of them.
By the way, Caribbean Blue totally sounds like some sort of marijuana strain.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, the score right now, Michael is in last with one. Galvin and I are tied with two.
I'm your pusher. Or I'm your, I don't know. New March. Jack Hustler.
Kurt.
Iced Tea.
Iced Tea, yes, Mike. Too Little Too Late, Vibe. Too Little Too Late, Vibe. JoJo. Pillow Talk, I Don't Want to Live Forever.
Sade.
Pillow Talk, I Don't Want to Live Forever.
I do.
Zayn. Used to be in One Direction.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Smooth Operator. You don't get me to music.
Sade.
Yes, Mike. Thank You. White Flag.
Dido.
Yes, Galvin.
How do you spell Zayn?
Z-A-N-E.
Z-A-Y-N.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Well, he's from over the pond.
Right.
Over the pond.
Miss Independent, So
Pig.
Sick. Miss Independent, So Sick.
That is Avril.
No, that is
Neo.
No, did not.
Love that song. We're in the last three.
Okay, the score right now, I am in last with two. Michael and Galvin tied in first with three.
Holy Grail, 99 Problems.
Jay-Z.
Spanish. What About Us?
Pink.
Mike. And the last one, Dear Mama.
Tupac. That was a close one, and it was unfair.
Tupac.
Unfair.
Tupac because he was five letters.
He was.
He got. One.
No, it's
T U. Pac.
T-U-P-A-C.
No, the
number two.
Yeah. Don't you know anything? Aren't you street at all?
I am the least street.
By the way, fantastic job, but I loved it whenever he was in last in Spanish announce it, and he goes, Michael is in last, and he goes, like,
totally unfair. Unfair.
The Bono thing.
Unfair. Tell you right now. Still tell you right now. It's unfair.
To who?
To it's incorrect.
How is it incorrect?
Bono does not sing. He's not the artist that is responsible for One and With or Without You. That is you two as a group. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Explaining it could have been, it's going to be artist or band or an artist from a band that has a four-letter name.
It's a bad sport.
Yeah.
Not your fault, Carmen. You didn't make it. I'm short. How many was that in a row?
That's seven in a row.
Oh, man. I can
only work with what Sporkle gives me.
Yeah. I know your limits. Galvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news, how many states do we need? Happy Baby Daddy Day. And then don't work there.
Yeah, Carmen. Don't work here.
I'm trying.
Oh, I'll help you.
Yeah.
I'll help you right out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Spanish, get Brittany on line three.
Oh, okay.
Who would replace Carmen first if Carmen were to get in a car accident on the way home?
Oh, my God.
No. She lives. She's just really ugly.
Oh.
Who would replace her?
What if I actually get in a car accident today? You're an a-hole.
I think you only get in car accidents in
March.
You
should wear a helmet on. You have plenty of months to go.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Who is the first person to replace Carmen?
Who's the first call we make?
Yeah.
I mean, Britney's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm on the Britney train.
But I don't know whether she's...
She has a job. She's doing good.
Yeah, but this is a way bigger market.
Way better job here.
But she lives near her family.
Yeah, we'll take the whole family. We'll move them all over. They all live in Whore Island.
She's got a hot sister.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Yeah, Brittany.
I mean, I don't even think there's a backup. There's not even a runner-up.
Because Haley's moving to California or whatever, right?
L.A., follow your dreams, Haley.
Yeah. Plus, we've been looking at a blonde for a while. Time to mix it up a little bit.
Listen, me and Brittany can just switch.
Unless there's any hot redheads.
Totally go down there.
Oh, I would be interested in doing that. Swapping?
Bye.
Ooh, can we call over there and ask them if they want to make a trade?
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany'd have to get a tattoo.
Yeah, and we'd have to throw in some extra stuff because it's not really even for them.
I think you're like, gotta give you Carmen and the rest of the lease on my Stingray Chevrolet truck.
And Crazy Patty.
And Crazy Patty.
She'll now call your show.
Yes. We'll keep Patty. We'll give you Avo and Medicine Man. And an occasional tongueless bread phone call.
And a case of water a month.
Right. Protein water. There you go.
You guys are jerks. You guys are mean.
You want me to call them and see if they'll trade?
No.
Why? You just said you'd go.
I just moved.
Yeah. We'll have them pay for your moving.
Okay.
Oh, this is working out good. This is how it started out with Dinah. We started telling Dinah, you should get a new job, and then she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Ooh, and you could bring Kenny. We could be like, listen, you're going to get a show pig, and you're also going to get Kenny.
Jesus Christ.
Even though we knew he was going to say it, it was still bad.
Throw in the hot black roommate, too, though.
Oh, no. That's
she stays.
Oh, okay. That's too much.
You know what, guys?
Who else can we give him from the station?
I don't know. What do they have? What a. Hold on. I'm going to try. Let's call them.
A real up and comer named Ryan Hoppy.
You guys are mean people.
So if people don't know, Brittany used to work here, like part-time. I think she was on Johnny B's show a little bit and doing this and that, whatever. And then she's down in Fort Myers now, right?
Yes.
And she's on a show down there.
I'm trying to call over there, but it doesn't seem to be working. Let me try again.
Turn it up a little bit.
1-866-843-2321. Nope. Close.
Yeah, it's something. It repeats one of them.
It won't go through. Oh, maybe.
There you go.
Good morning.
Hi, this is the Mike Caldas Show calling from Tampa. We're live on the air. How you doing?
How you doing? You calling Brittany and Flying Brian?
Yes, we're live on the air in Tampa. Can we talk to Brittany?
Yeah, Mike. Mike who?
Calta? Very famous in Tampa. Tell her we're live on the air.
It's just they stand out. She looked kind of mean.
I don't know if I could play their show. On our air.
Are they part of our...
No. They're not Cox people, no. Well, it sounds like they're live, though.
Do you want to pick up?
Why did you do that? Well, no, we told them we'd be live on the air. So...
But he would have to...
You're just showing me a picture of a hot chick. Now you're showing me a picture of some dude. Yeah.
This is your show, Carmen. Pay attention to it. You're going to work there.
I don't think I want to work in radio anymore.
Why?
You are too mean.
You ruined it.
This is perfect.
I don't think I want to do this anymore.
This is perfect. This is your new show.
And she's so fit. Like, she's so fit, but...
Imagine that.
Is that Brittany? Is that our girl? Oh, she's got a little Puerto Rican accent. I get up. So I bet you she's going to call me Poppy. When she got, I'll be like, good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Poppy. Oh, my God. You never call me Poppy or Big Daddy or nothing sexy like
that.
Yes,
I do all the
time.
Not
you. Woman that I know, she's taken to the bodybuilding thing. Oh, man. These guys talk too much. Hey, play some music.
Come on
now.
Aren't we in the middle of the mix?
What's going on? Jesus. I can't wait much longer. You know what I mean? Come on, Flying Brian.
Yeah. Right now, I'm jealous of this woman's voice.
This guy on the air. He did
too much.
The guy that answers the phone. I'm like, we're live on the air.
Like, how do you not?
We're live on the air. TikTok never stop.
866 to beat the number. Let's see anybody else curious about, you know, bodybuilding women, hot or not. I don't think so.
Is this Flying Brian?
Hey, what's up, man?
This is Mike Calder. We're live on the air. Is that okay?
Oh, my God. How are you? Of course. Yeah, you're live on the air. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Rimo, thank you.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
How you doing, pal?
Good, buddy. How are you?
We have a trade offer for you, if you'd like.
Trade? Okay. So you want Brittany, I know.
Right? Yes, and we're willing to give you Carmen and some other considerations for her.
Yes. Oh, my God. All right. Yes. Already.
Yes. No,
oh, my God.
Well,
it sounds like they're going to appreciate me.
Yeah, I think the deal's done. I think the deal's done.
See you guys.
We'll pack up right now.
All right, Vinny, so it's been nice.
How long has Brittany worked there?
Brittany, you've been here, what, 2 years now?
Yeah,
right?
It's like 2 years, yep.
Yeah, so you guys are kind of over the new factor. She's not even hot to you anymore, but she's still hot to us.
Right, yes.
You're right. They don't find me hot at all.
True. And then in another few months, when you find her not hot, we can trade back again.
Yeah.
It'll just be like this rotating board.
Yeah, I wish I could do that with my wife. That would be a great marriage.
That would be fantastic.
Hey, 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 by the way, your wife is so hot. It's
yeah.
So hot.
When you move here, you guys can be best friends.
She was about to say hot, way too hot for you. Just letting you know.
What'd you say, Carmen? Hey, love.
Hey, baby. How are you? I said you were about to say you stopped yourself, but you were about to say Amanda's way too hot for Mike.
No. Yeah, you were. It's way too hot. Like, she's so hot. And then I was like, oh, it sounds like I'm going to say that. That's why I didn't say that. No, that's not what it is. Carmen, don't you try. Look at Carmen trying to keep her place over there.
No, I'm trying to move. Listen, these guys are jerks. Just wait, because...
Not to Brittany, we won't be.
Yeah, no. We're jerks to you.
To you.
Yeah.
Love you, Brittany.
Not to a princess like Brittany.
I love you, Gavin.
Thank you.
She's like our own J-Lo.
I love it.
All right, well, we'll send you Carmen and some fruit, and you send Brittany back over here.
Sounds good.
Done.
All right, trade done and done. Yeah,
thanks for
got
saving
it.
Me, guys.
That's right.
Oh, no.
All right, thank you. We'll have the contract shipped over today.
Good.
Thanks, guys. There you go, Carmen. Deal is done.
All right.
Deal is done.
Bye, guys. Right. Thank God.
Welcome back, Brittany.
Yeah.
We got to get the party ready.
Yeah. Can't wait to touch you. I mean, can't wait to see you.
News is next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.